And it seems not right for the commission, the planning commission, to continue to approve new properties and kick the can on the issue of the problems that we've had for decades in our neighborhood. So coming back to the issue of the street, and the issue with that street is that we have not only, let me just read this briefly. The Skyline Road is not only the access that all the traffic goes through there, including our neighborhood, but it also is there's no pedestrian walkways. So this road doubles as a walkway for ourselves, our children, our pets. We have to stand in the street to retrieve mail from the mailboxes. Emergency vehicles, mail carriers, school buses, UPS and FedEx, as well as other service and utility vehicles go through there now. And other people are trying to find shortcuts. Of course, property owners that live there and the residents. And virtually, I'd say probably 40% of the people don't stop at the two stop signs. And I would say 90% of the people, including residents of the neighborhood, are speeding somewhere between 5 to 15 miles per hour over the 25 mile an hour posted speed limit. So there's already danger on that street. And this can only increase it because the people coming out of that development is, and we're talking about 30 cars plus boat trailers with trucks. If they go left, they go to a complex, dangerous intersection. If they go right, they go straight through our neighborhood, increasing the already dangerous traffic that goes through there. And I believe that there are a number of people that are going to talk about some of the accidents that have occurred. And also, in addition to all of those, we have there are frequent wildlife crossings, and roadkill of small animals is frequent. And there have been a number of vehicle accidents on County Line on Skyview or Skyline Road that some people here will be able to talk to firsthand. Got any more time?
You're close. Do you have anything you want to close with?
I would just close with the fact that we want to be able to coexist peacefully with developments of this type, which is high density. But this isn't peaceful coexistence. This is shock and awe on the only access that we have going out north. Plus, it's going to present a negative impact on the traffic on our small county road that's also our neighborhood street.
Thank you. If you go up there and speak, let her know your name.
Okay, I just want to tell you that we just bought our property 2 years ago, and we bought our property because it is zoned single home houses. And we didn't buy it. We wouldn't have bought it had we known that there was going to be nightly rentals. We have 4 acres that we wouldn't even ask you to put two or three cabins on, which we could, but we wouldn't even do that. And we didn't, I'm kind of offended that we even have to come up here and say this when property, that they can come in and do this. I mean, that's neither here nor there, but I just want you to know, we have a neighbor that's in her, that's 90, she's 92. And that very same road that he was talking about, right where those properties, those lots are, you come around a big curve and you come up the hill and you stop at the stop sign at Safari Road. You're on Skyline Road. And she had an accident coming around that curve, and that road is narrow, oncoming traffic, and she rolled backwards, and it just so happened a tree stopped her. Had it not, she would have had a terrible accident. My point is, the road is narrow, And like we have to stop for oncoming traffic, like a dually truck. If a dually truck, you meet one of those, you've got to stop and give it right away, or it gives you right away. It's courtesy because the road's not big enough. And so when we get into putting in these type of, whether it's five, whether it's six, on 2.5 acres of land, and in our neighborhood, we have children, we have school buses, he's already said that, but all of our neighbors are really upset about this. I know you've got emails from some of them, some that couldn't come have called you today, and they've voiced complaints about this, and so we're just here to tell you, we don't want this danger to come into our little neighborhood. And like he said, we don't have sidewalks. When I go to my mailbox, I'm in the street getting my mail out. And if we had nightly rentals down there with, okay, so we've got some old nightly rentals that got approved some way before we got there, but in our neighborhood. But if we had that many cars and that many people on this little road, then we are just looking at something that we don't want to deal with it. And we have a right as homeowners who bought our home in a neighborhood that we could have went down to Point Royale if we wanted nightly rentals in our neighborhood. We didn't do that. We come there because this is what we want, and we paid for our home with the knowledge that we didn't have this. I'm really sad to find out that we do have some in our neighborhood we didn't know we had, but they're private homes. This is a commercial deal. They can go somewhere else and do this in areas where it's not in our neighborhood and not infringing on other people's neighborhoods, is my opinion. So I'm just asking you guys to support us in this. That we're here, we came over here, we drove from our house over here, it's a 40-minute drive, to ask you to support us. And that's what I'm asking you to do tonight.
Thank you.
Some call today, and some are told, okay, we got your name. Some are told to email. Some are told to send letters. Well, sending letters, can they send them more this week, or is it just supposed to be there today? Well, so they called today, and they told them to send letters. So everybody that's called that I have talked to has been told, can I take this down?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. has been told to do something different. So those are ones that I know of that have called today that have objected.
We do have some that have been presented to us.
You have? Well, good, yeah. Good. I'm glad. I pose this also, and I have a personal reason, because I had an accident on that road, and it was just like she said, I didn't think about a dually pickup truck squeezed me off the road, and it was just by this blind curb that they're talking about at where this project is going in. It comes up. You got a picture of it there. It comes up and curves around, and you can't see anything coming or anything. But just right down from that, I was squeezed off the road by a dually pickup truck. And when the highway patrolman came and measured, did all his measurements and everything, he said, well, this road isn't even wide enough for a double yellow line, which we had at that time, a double yellow line down the middle. He said, this road isn't even wide enough for a double yellow line. So I don't know if he suggested it to whoever he writes it up or whatever, but the next time our road was lined, it was lined with a single yellow line down the middle. So that let you know officially how narrow our road is, please. So it is very narrow. And I have some things typed here. I'd just like to read this to you. The project is out of place at the entrance of our subdivision. It's a residential area. It's not commercial. If you want commercial, you go across the other side of 265, not on our side of 265. Too dangerous in this location. Skyline is a narrow road on school bus routes, 6 buses every Monday through Friday. Hard to meet buses, delivery trucks because of narrowness of road. Dangerous entrance to project is just feet from the blind sloping curve in the road, and the road angles down and angles up. It's not just a flat curve. It's a up curve. It makes it even more dangerous. Plus, construction vehicles could be a danger entering, existing at this entrance because of blind curve and the size of vehicle. Would cause more traffic through subdivision. Skyline is a shortcut route from 265 highway to 165 highway as it is. So we get enough local people doing it, plus these nightly rentals would be worse. 5 cabins at 12 people possible occupancy, possible of 60 new people on a rotating basis, new people all the time, not familiar with Skyline Road, could turn right at a parking lot to just curiously see what's down the road. Because you can't see, you just look down the road and you just see that blind curve. You just see it stops. Well, I wonder what's over that little hill. They would turn down there and just see what, even if they did, one person did it one time, every time somebody new came in, it's just going to cause too much trouble, too much congestion. So that is some of my reasons for objecting to this project.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We could hold the applause, please. That'd be appreciated in the forum we're in.
I'm Ann Allman. I have lived in the subdivision for 36 years. And I'd like to say that as a neighborhood and a resident of Branson for 40 years, you plan your life around the tourist. And it's really nice to come home to your neighborhood where you have no tourist. And so that's a very emotional kind of aspect of it. But when you plan where you go to the grocery store, when you go to the grocery store, how you go to work, when you go to Springfield, when you go to visit relatives and friends, so more tourists so close is not very convenient. They have talked about the road, and the road at both the intersection of 265-10 to 265 is very dangerous, and then Skyline itself is very dangerous as you come down that curve that is blind and you don't see. Another issue, and I didn't hear it in the back, is it septic or sewer? Right now, the residents in the neighborhood were on septic. I have been a resident, and I have loved the lakes. You go to the lakes now, and there's algae blooms around the state park. You go out onto Lake Tanicomo, and from Cooper Creek down, there is feces in the lake. And you have the bloom at Branson Landing. So we don't have the infrastructure for the sewers or the septic in the area. Another issue, we have a nightly rental. I don't know if it's legal or not, but the noise late on the weekends is outrageous from that one house. The trash pickup is once a week on Friday from that one house. The trash cans lay on their sides, the animals get in it, and the trash is up and down the high skyline. It's not pleasant. So I'm not looking forward to having more nightly rentals. And we're already very built up around the lake with nightly rentals, and it seems like the new rage that in a few years will look like the empty motels in downtown Branson. So I ask you to please consider that we don't need this in a neighborhood and allow a neighborhood to be for the residents who live here for a life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Chris Wright, also a resident in the Skyline subdivision. Chose to remove my cap in the presence of the colors, as we didn't open up with the Pledge of Allegiance. But like I said, I'm a proud resident of Taney County. I chose to move here over Little Rock, Kansas City, St. Louis, after a medical discharge from the United States Army after 16 years. For the low traffic, low commotion, just low chaos. This is where I chose to relocate my family. And I oppose this development, and there's numerous reasons, but I think you stated earlier it hasn't been approved in the last 25 years. So there's a valid and obvious reason for that, and it stands tonight. And you mentioned a score at a 6 out of something. You didn't state the final score. You said a score of 6 out of, and just kind of left off there. I'm not sure what the end would be. 10? 6 out of 10, maybe? So that's kind of on the lower end of mediocre to me. I've had some of my fellow neighbors mention tonight there's recent water line construction that's still, inadequate. American or Missouri Water hasn't repaired the roads and driveways that they've damaged. So any additional construction or stress on those lines would be catastrophic to those of us who chose to reside